أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسوريه نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We have already last session we explained about لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا. We have explained that and now is وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا. I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite back. إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابسين فيها أحقابا. From there you begin from إن جهنم كانت مرصادا إلى until وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. So we explained that from verse 21 to verse 29 and 30, and I will re-summarize it in the English commentary without going in detail. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمْ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا بِالطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا. Truly hell is a place of ambush, a dwelling place for the طاغون, those who transgress the boundary limits set by Allah, like polytheist disbeliever in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لابسين فيها أحقابا, they will abide therein for ages. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا, nothing cool shall they taste therein nor any drink. إلا حميما وغساقا, except boiling water and dirty wound discharges. جزاء وفاقا, an exact recompense according to their evil crimes. إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا, for verily they used not to look for a reckoning. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا. Truly hell is a place of ambush. Let us look at this time from a different angle, the meaning that we didn't bring last session. جَهَنَّم is a place of where there is a torturing system going on. It is a place where too much azab, punishment. That's what it means of Jahannam. It's the opposite of Jannah. Jannah is a paradise where you have peacefulness. But Jahannam is where you have punishment and you have pain and sufferings. So Jahannam is not only from the angle of last time when we explained it that Jahannam, which is the normal explanation, is where unbelievers will be. Those who are associating anyone with Allah, they are Allah going to throw them in hellfire. disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to send them to hellfire. Those who kuffar, Allah is sending them to hellfire. Mu'mins or Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending them to paradise. But they have to go across the bridge of Jahannam to cross to paradise. So Jahannam is a meaning to show a difficulty of a suffering. So Ahlul Haqa'iq, the people of realities, those who are, who can penetrate through the people's heart and understand their mind and understand, study the self of these people, that understand them, it is known that for them Jahannam is at-tabi'atul hayawaniya, is the normal animal nature of human beings. That animality that it is in ourselves is being described as Jahannam. And khazalatu Jahannam, the people who are looking after, in Jahannam there are angels that they are looking after khazana, we call them khazanatu Jahannam, those who are punishing and torturing those who disobeyed their Lord. So khazanatu Jahannam for the self is the ego of the self, is like those who are being thrown into the fire of the self. It is our ego that has been thrown inside that animal nature of the self, and we are being under its control. And those who are destroying the self are the enemies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they disobeyed him. And who disobey you in your life? And you will be deserved to be feeling tortured in your life, are the four enemies: nafs, dunya, hawa, and shaitan. These four enemies, they are existing inside you, are torturing you and abusing you and making you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as if yourself becoming a place under their control. Like someone who entered to paradise, His soul is pure, himself is pure, his body is pure, is going to paradise. But those who are under the control of these four enemies, nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan, the bad desires and the ego and the self and the dunya and the wealth and the treasure of this dunya, are going to be destroying you and pulling you toward innovation and toward hypocrisy, toward believing in union with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, toward of believing that everything you are doing is being planned for you, you do bad is planned for you, you can even destroy anyone, it is planned for you, so you are coming against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why لابثين فيها أحقابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا, means that animal life of yourself is like a Jahannam to you and to your four controllers of that hellfire of yourself, which is nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan, are able to pull out from you
the حكم الشريعة, the discipline of Sharia, of Islam. So you are not going to listen anymore to anyone except to yourself. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to throw you into the hand of shaitan for ages. And that's why he said, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا. They will abide therein for ages. You will be under the hand of shaitan for ages. As long as you are listening to your four enemies and making your body as a jahannam controlled by these four enemies, you are going to be living in such style of life forever, for ages. And pulls out from you the reality that you cannot find it. The reality that it is the hope of every person, the seekers in this way, to reach the reality, to reach to the divine presence, to reach the door of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which takes you to the divine presence, that will be blocked. And they will never, why? Let it to open to you, because you are going to live in such stupidity for ages, and you are going to be suffering for ages, and never this reality is going to be open for you. And he said, لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا. Nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any, or any drink. So when you are blocked from the door of Prophet and from the divine presence, your dunya, you are never going to taste. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا. Bardan is cool. You are never going to taste something cool, means Bard al-yaqeen. Al-yaqeen is the truth. You're never going to find the truth. And that will be a veil. The truth. Wa'budullah hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Follow or worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen comes to you. Yaqeen here means death. Means when someone dies, his eyes are open. Allah says in Holy Quran, recite that word.
واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. صدق الله العظيم.
So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death comes. So means don't leave your obligations for all your life. So when you die, Allah open everything for you. And that's why you will be living forever. So means here, the reality in dunya, and reality is bird, is cool. It's something that you like. Like someone is thirsty and squinching his thirst, he will feel happy with cold water. That yaqeen, that reality, which Allah opened for you after death, if you let your ego to die in this life, as Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was described as, if you want to see someone that who died before his real death, look at Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Means his ego completely is died. Is dead. No more ego. No more self. He always was running for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave everything to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Prophet asked him, "Ya Abu Bakr, what you left for yourself and your family?" He brought everything in front of Prophet, of his wealth. He said, "I left Allah and you." That is the higher level of reality. That one, if you reach that, follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, you will reach that bard al-yaqeen, that reality of coolness. So he is saying, if you are going to be blind, and the body, your body is going to be like a jahannam for your ego, means your ego is building the fire of that jahannam. It's like these four enemies are the wood of that jahannam of the self. You are never going to have coolness, or yaqeen, truthfulness, or reality in your life. He said, لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا, or not a drink even. And what they describe, Ahlul Haqiqah, the drink here, the drink is means the taste of love. شَرَابُ الْمَحَبَّةِ. شَرَابُ الْمَحَبَّةِ, when you drink something, you drink it out of love. When we say, sharab al-mur, we say a person in Arabic is drinking the sour. Means for the sake of his lover, he drinks sour. Means he carries the difficulties. For the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love of Prophet and love of Islam, you will carry all these difficulties. And that's what he meant. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا. If you are going to be in that state of ignorance, you are never going to reach the sharab, the drink of love, and never you are going to reach the coolness of reality and truth, trustworthiness. Why? Because you are involved in mahabbatul dunya. You are being deeply involved in dunya. Because of what? Because the nature of the self is holding you in its hellfire. Because as we said, that nature, that self, that body is like a cage. Is a cage and it's burning from inside. It doesn't let you to go out. So حب الدنيا, the love of dunya, is one of the fuel for that jahannam, which is in the nature of the self. لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا. حميما is described, as we said it before, except boiling water and dirty wound discharges. Boiling water means opposite of cool water. Cool water, we describe it as bardul yaqeen, is the opening, the unveiling, and you become in a position of certainty and reality. So the opposite of that is ignorance, is jahl. So لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا. Only حميم means you are going to boiling water is the ignorance. You are going to only be living in ignorance from the love of dunya, which is the fuel of your nature that's boiling inside you. وغساقا, he described the wound, dirty wounds. Dirty wounds, no one wants to see them. It's like you close your eyes, when you close your eyes, it becomes dark. You cannot see anything. When you see someone with all these wounds and pulses and so on, you will be disgusted. And what you do? You turn your face, you want to close your eyes. Means it is darkness. You are ghassaka in reality, real meaning of it, Ahlul Haqiqah described it as the darkness side that you don't want to see. That's what you will be given when you are after dunya and the love of dunya. Jaza'a wifaqa is that is the compensation that you will be rewarded for, is only ignorance and darkness, because you are after the love of dunya. Never you are going to reach reality and certainty. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. And we explained, for verily they used not to look for a reckoning. They never, unbeliever, expected there will be a judgment day. Also for us, we never thought that we want to reach the door of Prophet ﷺ. We never imagine or said our goal is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door. Always our hope and love is to reach dunya. And how to build our dunya. So that's why إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا, means they never thought there will be reckoning in their life, because they are completely dumped into the love of dunya. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. Everything we said, they were disbelieving. Means, they were looking. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. Whatever signs we have given to them to uplift themselves from this dunya, they never accept. They are happy to be in Jahannam of dunya, Jahannam of the self. They never wanted to go out. So they lied. Always they said, no, it is not true. And that's why ignorant people, when they see awliya, can get yaqeen, certainty and truth. Allah unveiled them, took the veils away from them, gave them the drink of mahabba, of love. They become lovers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His Prophet. And they began to bring knowledge, opposite of ignorance. These people are not able to understand it. Because for them, always they kazzabu bi ayatina kizzaba. Always means they, but they never believed. They never accepted any sign. And Allah described awliyaullah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah described them in Holy Quran. The friends of Allah or awliya Allah, saints or mu'min, are never going to fear anything. Allah is supporting them. So the people who are never reached the level of awliya, they are going to look at awliya, what they are. They are nothing because they cannot believe it. They cannot see how they can accept something they cannot see. But if they tried and follow and seek the way of Sahaba and follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these normal people will reach what awliya has reached. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Verily, everything we have recorded, everything has been recorded, means everything of the work of the four enemies against the self has been recorded in the heart. And that's why awliya, through their zikrullah and through their worshipness, Allah gave them a code, like a code or dua, special dua that they used from their teachers and their teacher from their teacher until the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Sahaba using duas of Prophet and what we call it al-ma'thurat min al-ad'iyah, the best of ad'iyah. They used it in a different way. These codes opened for them what is wrong in their system that has been recorded in their book. So they were able to see what was wrong, and they were able to fix it. Like dentist, when you have a teeth gone, they introduce now new method, implanting. I never believed in that until I saw it. They know how to bring back what is lost by opening and checking for you. And they put you teeth that you can eat even. Before 100 years, if you can say something like that, they say you're stupid. Is not? You had that before, Dr. Sayyid? What they say, if you say 100 years ago, come and I put for you a tooth inside your mouth, people will accept it? Say yes or no? No. Allah gave awliyaullah special code. They have been trained that they are able to produce something that is from within the Islamic teaching and the Prophet's teaching, to produce it for you to uplift yourself and to be able to know what is in your book wrong. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Everything we have recorded. Yeah, we have recorded. Allah said everything we have recorded in a book in the judgment day. But you can change in that book by asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَفُوا لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive all sins. Call Him, ask Him. So He gave you the istighfar to clean yourself. And that will be erased. So, but if you don't know what you have done during your life, you forgot, then you cannot ask forgiveness, because every amal you have done wrong, you have to have a special istighfar. So awliyaullah, when they have that code, they open. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Allah told in that ayah that I have made everything possible. It is there in the hard drive. You say hard drive? It is there in that computer, in the hard drive. Pull that hard drive, open it, check it. But needs expert. Not everyone can check hard drives, or everyone can check it. You, huh? No. Everyone has a laptop. Everyone has a computer, has codes in it, and you cannot know what he has inside. But some expert, they can take the hard drive and analyze it and find everything. So you need these special people. Special, what you call them? Expert. And not everyone is expert. So when do we say there are awliya Allah, they say, how there are awliya Allah? Yo, there are awliya Allah, there are experts in hard drives to pull them from monitors, from computer. There are must be expert in hard drive. Not hard drive, heart with T. H-E-A-R-T, hard drive. They can pull out and see what is in the heart wrong. They analyze. Then they send you the message. Ah, you, Muhammad, that is your thing. You, Hussein, that is your thing. You, Ali, that is your thing. You, Omar, that is your problem. You, Abu Bakr, that is this. So everyone, you, Hafiz, you, Sahib, you, Salim, you, this, you, that, they give you what you need. Not everyone can do that. That's why Allah said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, means I gave you something that you can fix. Go and fix it. Don't leave it unattended. That's why people, they have notebooks. They take notes in the school. Now they have computers. Isn't it? In order that they have something, a record. A public record, we were saying yesterday. A public record. A record, a normal information. But now this is the different angle for tafsir of the ayah. So awliyaullah can take you, pull you out from the jahannam of the self and the enemies of the self, the fuel or the wood of that jahannam, and give you the heart drive and fix it for you. That's what we want. In order that we will be successful. فَذُوكُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. And he say, so taste you the result of your evil action, no increase shall we give you except in torment. Of course, when you, now we keep explaining from that angle, the interpretational angle, not the literal angle. So the meaning that it is the hidden meaning, little bit from Tafsir Ruhul Bayan and from other tafsirs. It's the hidden meaning is that فَذُوكُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَبًا. Yeah, okay. If you want to keep in the self, Jahannam of the self, you are going to be only going to taste suffering. But if you wanted to be pulled out by awliyaullah from the punishment of the self, torturing of the self, you have to struggle. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening for you, كُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, everything we have recorded for you, O mu'min, O Muslim, and we are opening it for you, and changing, and letting you to see what is in your heart drive, to fix it, you are going to be feeling difficulties from, be shying from us, from you have what you have done. You are going to be ashamed of what you have done. فَذُوكُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ
إِلَّا عَذَبًا. So as you are looking at what you have done in your past, and now you are regretting and repenting, the نَارُ الْحَسْرَ, the fire of from within you, the fire of love, that you have done that, of this obedience to Allah, is going to hurt you, is going to burn you. But if it will burn you, I at that time, and recognize, and you recognize that, I am going to build you up, and I am going to give you inna lilmuttaqina mafaza. Verse 31, after verse 30, it says, verily for the muttaqin there will be a success paradise. So he will recompensate you with paradise. And we will explain this inshallah next time. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحَرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ